Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here with you on this Monday morning, the beginning of a new work week. And today we look at Lord's Day 34, question and answer number 95. What is idolatry? Idolatry is to conceive or have something else in which to place our trust instead of or besides the one true God who has revealed himself in his word. And so, as is our usual habit around here, as we put together the Catalate, we need something more than just a confessional statement. We ultimately need the standard on which the statement boasts. And that is Scripture. So let's go to Ephesians 5:5. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Philippians 3:19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Ephesians 2:12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And then we go to John 2:23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. And then 2 John 9, whoever transgresses and sins does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. And then John 5:23, but all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And then dipping into the Old Testament, Psalm 81:8-9, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. And then back into the New, Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And then to round off our scripture reading, two texts from the Psalms, Psalm 62 and Psalm 73. First, Psalm 62:5-7. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And then Psalm 73:25-26. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So, a credit card advertising campaign goes a little bit like this. What's in your wallet? But the much better question for us today, on this Monday morning, for all this week, what's in your heart? Is it God, or is it something else? And if it is something else, that's idolatry. So let's work this week to examine our hearts to see that God is our all and all, that we live and move and have our being in our Lord Jesus Christ. So walk with him today and be a blessing, and we'll see you tomorrow.